Okay, now we're gonna do a little test. Test, 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 test. And we'll see if we get anything on all these recordings. Things are looking pretty good for the time being, and we'll just check them all out. A microphone.
Test 1 2, test 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 test. Test 1 2, testing testing. Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, well, we're gonna start.
Yeah,
got a lot of folks here.
Well, I'll call a meeting to order, folks. My name is Tom Berger. And I'm conducting the Alaska Native Review Commission. I've been traveling all over Alaska to see what Alaska Natives living in the villages have to say about the land claim settlement that was passed back in 1971. That's why I'm here.
Introduce Achtok, Tom Berger. Do not in Kotoi Utaktaut Linuk, Matman Mana, Nuna put Kotoi Mana land claim shock, Pitakloku. When he Kotoi am Pitachi Hampton Mumiktakloki, Pijiranka, Pitkadil Lightam, now what? Momikritam Jack Nanak Lach the Tawama, Desnatachi Hamptonam Pijirank.
I'm not here representing the federal government or the state of Alaska. I was asked to come by two international Native peoples organizations, the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, which is an international organization of Eskimos from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland, and the World Council of Indigenous People, which is an international organization of Indian people from all over the world. They asked me to come and review ANCSA and to hold these hearings and listen to what Alaska Natives have to say about it.
Federal government angle rakut unas state government tamakutoi alkhot tokhlaita pinrilngatni tagam oh chamga awaya biyakkai what was that that
Inuit circumpolar
conference tamakutoi pilinet mavat when you are not task look, but you don't know any now. Need to nunam tahotoi takut hatnik matum pilakit land claims. When you toy sina vijika.
Back in 1971, Congress passed the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, and Native corporations were set up in the villages and in the regions. And I want to find out from you how that has worked out. What about your village corporations? How have they worked out? What about your regional corporation, BBNC, Bristol Bay Native Corporation? How has it worked out? Then I want to know about the question of whether or not you've received dividends from your corporations. Did you get jobs out of the corporations? Those are the kinds of things I want to know.
Now, land claims are built on 1971. The man that Hani now my regional corporation Namun Krakut was my village corporation Nankhluta. Though as soon as National Resource in New Spitznuk, the man and out Hanranuk, Kai Suna Ayokutcha, though a suture was of a ceiling of Kotoi. As you would get to Italy, that's when Rizu Loki. As if Doha now Tanran Kaisenayo Kuchas Pitsnuk Abkaruluchi Kasoks Pitsi Abkarunerachi Kaisen Mana Land claims appear Tanran, Jalisun, that's when Rizu Luni. Now my Hawken Regional Corporation on Kidlight Aging Dividend am kapraksoki Jali Galim Rajulin Tamakun Kokra Aking Lachtu Chihuakan Regional Corporation Nachbutsnuk.
Then there are the 1991 questions, and I'd like you to tell me how you feel about them. When Congress set up the corporations, they issued shares to the native people who were living back in 1971, but the children born since 1971, those under 13 years of age, have no right to be enrolled as shareholders. And I want to know how you feel about that, whether you think the children should participate in the settlement fully, or whether their rights should depend simply on inheriting shares from their parents.
So, as I was my 1991, my kiskan. Makutkutto sta ka putta na kwa kandal rate restricted ta rolutang taon at kiskan pinrek sirok nutan pichatun yukutto ay umyomikun perkalo kita makut makutlu yukutlat after 1971 makut miklingut Nak start kain nanti, tawam angai kuit, nak pion rekata site mungkin ualah tu tawam. Jadi tu nasun rezuluni, makutkan na yoktat nine kani 1971 kini akun ilas kumaci makun kotai land claimam aking oyaganun. Jadi tamatumuk. Spetsnum kattoi qaillun umiortquutti naukhumaimakut yortlata aking yuittut tawama makutta yortlat kattoi 1900 kiippailgan.
Then there's the question of shares. In 1991, you'll be able to sell your shares if you want to, but of course you know that the land that the corporations hold, the land that you got back in 1971 is land that's owned by the corporations. If you sell your shares, if enough people sell them, you can lose control of the corporation and lose your land. So I want to know how you feel, whether you want to sell your shares, whether you want to have the right to sell your shares. If you sell them, you'll get some money and you can buy a snow machine or a truck or something. But if everybody sells, then outsiders are going to wind up owning your corporation and your land. I want to know how you feel about that.
Una 1991 naut kiskan mai tamam tamai sharanklal rakut khani BBNC the regional corporation nap nit kali aphomale ni 100 shares dauna 1991 kiskan tama kut khottoi ikih nau ikih tri ikih pi gainalating pichi khot nau kem yum Sherani Tunyuku ni Tunyukaluku. Wasoka Chatasat Kipo now Kipu Sukitamakut share Pikunung Huankuta Tamakutun put share it Iklikata Mana Nunaput now Tumakna put what toy now lose our control lose control Lagaluku. Now, tamam kota mila itu ngai cakli kai cera tamakut. Tawam amshan tun katki makut cera put nutan cak nak cakli kutaima.
Then there are some other questions that come up at these meetings. Subsistence is something that comes up because people in many places feel their rights to subsistence have been diminished, have been limited since 1971. And then there's the question of sovereignty, traditional governments, IRAs. In some villages, people say that they want the land that the corporations own to be transferred to IRA governments or traditional governments so that it will be held by the held safely and can't be taken over, even if the corporations are taken over by outsiders. Those are questions that have come up in many of the villages, and if you want to talk about them, that's fine with me. Well, this man over here with the blue shirt and the earphones is Jim Sykes. He travels with me and he's taping everything that's said, and then a transcript is made. It's typewritten and there is a complete record of everything that is said. And the reason for that is that when I've finished traveling to these villages, I'm going to write a report, but it'll be based on what you tell me. I've been to 52 villages already. This is the 53rd. And I'm going to write a report based on what Alaska Natives have been saying at these meetings. More than 1,000 Alaska Natives have testified at these meetings. I'm going to write a report about ANCSA based on what you've told me. And he's taking everything down that is said so that my report will be based on the complete record of what people say at these meetings.
Ingnawai kasakaring natanghati blue amogatulaga sikoktauna malik unakto maliksuku nunanun pilaktuk kwanikawai apsra kanlra 52 villages a kapishuniluni unasu nustuyak 53rd village. Tawgam meeting as it took quatten now nipsluki tape on pilasin nut. Kakiskunung sikuruna what meeting as can youth kanshitnik Kali Kamunhotan Si Chikai Kanraluni report outluni report ak chikaho. Tama kwani kwa kwani kukhutwai kinaim na kalakchura kwavat kwavat ay luni kalaktak kawsin niyo.
And in my report, I'm going to make recommendations about what changes there should be in your land claim settlement based on what you tell me you want to do about it. And I'm going to make recommendations for Native people in other countries who are trying to settle their land claims, and they want to learn from what happened here. They want to learn about the good things that have happened here and the bad things about your land claim settlement. So I'll be making recommendations, and you can take my report. It's going to be made public in September. I'll send a copy to everybody who testifies, so you will be able to have it. And if you decide you want to go to Congress with it to try to get changes made, well, that's fine with me. But it'll be based on what you've told me at these meetings.
Josh, land claim sakpit kloku kanhtoka spitsnika chat matum nunam tunginun chat koto chimi akat wasoka asil ngut kwasoka silrit kanot kloku piukovchi sina unanasun rit karaloku toi chalisusi nauka Asil ran kwatoi nasviuchik nasviuchikoxpatsnun tohayugnun kaisun ayaska pitksoko tawam spatihwatoi kanrotkanrotchiklin neatit toha nunat kwatoi meeting ashat kwatoi kanrotchiklin neatuna Tawasa awal jami September kami nutan tama nas
So I invite you to come forward and speak, and if you would come and speak at this chair over here, then we can all hear what you've got to say and it can be recorded. So I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't mind coming forward to speak, and we're all friends here together. You don't have to have anything written out. Just tell me what's on your mind.
Wani hotoi una mai kakchali tang hachi. Kinatoi huav abchulra matumnunam tunginun huav tuktai kili. Toi ka kalakhlutin. Kanskan toi tamarmi kuk nipchikuk teipamun. Toi ya kinatoi tayulra takari puknani kuk. Kukuta kuk tamam tila kukut.
So we're open for business. The only other thing I want to say is to thank you for the supper we had tonight on behalf of all the folks traveling with me. The radio and newspaper people from Dillingham and Jim and Mary Kenswick who travel with me, thank you for supper. We really enjoyed it.
When you walk to a kirtoka, kinetoi, abchulra, have a taikili, my come quota pen, Chalikoyaluni, manin, the manin.
Open. The reason I come up here is my name is Greg Moxie, and earlier he states in the going into review commission, and as he goes along, he states of young people that were born of 1971, after 1971. What I'd like to see is for our young people to go on stock. Without any stocks, where will they be tomorrow? That's my feeling. What I'd like to see is something for them, not for us. We wouldn't be here years ahead. The young people are the ones that are going to be the ones that's going to shake this land. The land is our for use. And not only the natives, but non-natives, which were here for years. And these are the things that all of us have concerns on them. We don't care about the money. We care about the land. We'd like to see it the way it is. Another thing that I like to see is this happening in up Malchetna, the lodge. And how far are you as involved with this program of in working with the natives and non-natives to support our land for 1991?
Well, I'm here to listen to what you've got to say, and I'm going to write a report based on what Alaska Natives want to do about 1991, what they tell me at these meetings.
And how far are you involved in helping of other 52 villages in a way not to involve in too much with the state? The state is already in deep problem with the land. The way they are going, it's going to be over 100 years before they come up with something decent.
Well, I told you I'm here because the Inuits...
I'd like to see straight answers from you.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. I'm not here representing the state or the federal government.
The state is already in deep ways of leasing the land up Malchetna. This is my concern too.
Yeah,
everybody's. That's all I have, and I hope I try anyway. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Wassily Hansen. I'm a resident of Neustoyak. And my question is concerning 1971. The kids, because I got five of them, five boys and one girl. My question is right now is what is going to happen to my kids with their inheritance of the land after 1991 is what are their possibilities of getting land before 1991? Is there a possibility that they could receive land as just as the seniors or young adults are getting?
Well, if you're talking about native allotments, those were terminated by ANCSA. There are no more native allotments, so kids have no chance of getting a native allotment. You had to apply before December 18th, 1971. And as far as shares go, they have to, right now they have to wait till you die and leave them your shares because they have no right to be enrolled as shareholders. They were born too late. That's the way the thing is set up, and I'm interested in knowing what you want to see done about it.
You can translate it.
Was some up chaka now my makut yurt hut king walk 1971. Now my noon out dinating star kinating hot toy ayok straight. Pia cock jean cock makut beat that Kaitlin Kab Nunang Nunang Stiga to Quata Tamakum Quata Nunamak to Isa Kiluku Nahua my native Alatman Uncle Red Spitty my money on a Birchanikok Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Dakota 1971 Nami Birchani Damana Native Alatman Dakshot Dauna owner Land Claim Saka now Pasa Ramis Dog Pasa Shani. Those my Makut Hotoy Peanut and Hotoy Youth my Yorkshatum 1971 Namking Okun. To assume Pisin a Kaisun me Kaisun Wankuta Hook Pichstan Matum Hotoy Nunam Tung to Kaisnuna Pichika Wankuta. Umiop nukwa unak piskliniu kaisin piuhtta sikan rusuku. Awa ya una daing skomaluku kotoi land claim shak kwa piuhtkani una native alatman tak piun rishak. Ta mak mai kwa mai zai pitlal ritoi damakunak native alatman nan.
And then my second question is, what's going to happen to my shares if I die? Are they going to be inherited to my kids also?
Yeah, you could, yeah, sure, your kids will inherit your shares if you die. If you, that's up to you. You can leave them to your kids.
Okay, and my second question is about subsistence. What are the long goals on what they talk about on the subsistence for... After 1991, is that the federal and the state, are they going to control that, where we're having our hunting lands or wherever we go hunting, like the Malchatna upriver, you know? Is the government control that or the state, or is that go with the lands claims?
Well, when Congress passed ANCSA in 1971, they extinguished your Aboriginal rights of hunting and fishing. They abolished your native subsistence rights, and now you have subsistence rights under the state law, and that's under state jurisdiction, and that's the way it sits now.
Was samam chali yap tanak mai yung naksam koto ay pumal la subsistence nak mai piso koluta kapka nak to koluta ikfa koluta tamakut subsistence tamak pilahtut nak yung nak koluta yung nikto ay mani kaisa piyun risko ko ka man land claim sak pilhani to ka kaisa yung tika una 1991 nacht kiskan to assume kiluku una land claim shark piurtlhani manna pisoriar putkuq piun rilhwat wattoi tauna land claim shark passalhani tawam state ami nahmai manna pisoriya taw yungnaqsaarput.
And my last question is I think most important to me and my fellow Alaskans. What is going to happen to the person that sells his stocks, the whole nine yards? What's going to happen to him after 1991, after he sells his stock? Will he be able to get more shares, or is he already cut off altogether?
Well, if Congress says that you, and Congress has said that you can sell your shares in 1991, then if somebody sells his shares and gets some money for them, He's got the money. What he does with the money is up to him. He might buy a snow machine, or he might buy a house. It depends what the shares are worth. I think the real question is if a majority of shareholders in the Village Corporation or in Bristol Bay Corporation sell their shares, then they won't own their corporation anymore, and they won't own their land anymore. Somebody else will own it. So I think I'd like to know from you folks, do you think you should be able to sell your shares in 1991, or do you think people should not have the right to sell their shares? That's really, I think, the question you have to answer. But you say, what happens to somebody who sells his shares? Well, he's no longer got his shares, he's got some money. But if everybody in this village, not everybody, just 50% plus one sell their shares, then that isn't a native corporation anymore, and that isn't native land anymore. That's the question.
I was listening to the Federation of Natives there when they had their AFN in Anchorage there. That question came up also. And the many AFN conventions we have during the Nooshigak here also. That question came up also of the share stocks that we were able to sell. And then a question came up, what is going to happen to that person that if he don't have any more stock, you know? And a question came up, will the mother corporation help that guy out, or is he just off the record? Or?
Well, that would be up to the remaining shareholders. If half the people in this village sell their shares and the other half don't, then the people that still keep their shares will control the corporation, and it's up to them to decide whether they will do anything for the people that sold out. That's going to be up to you.
I would like to say something concerning the land and the selling of the stocks. To my opinion here, I would rather not sell my stocks to anybody or for any money, because that money, what that it'll come up after 1991. A multimillionaire will come up here with a lot of money and say, "Hey, can I have your stocks there for sort of millions and million dollars?" And then that guy will say, "Yeah, sure, here, I want that $1 million. And here's my stock." Okay, now inside of 10 years, what would happen if I lose all that $1 million? And then I got no man, that guy that got had all the money, you know, he's got my land now, see? And that's what's happened with this fishing permit.
Limited entry.
Guys got limited entry, and I was too late on that. But nowadays, you see some guy without a limited entry, because he sold it, and he want that money more than the limited entry, I guess, by his opinion. So he sold it, and now he had the money for a little while, and now what's he going to do if the money run out? How's he going to go fishing? It's going to be the same thing. The misunderstanding is what caused it, I believe. With the land claim of 1991, there's land here. I want every native that don't speak Yupik and don't understand the way we're talking right now, I want them to understand before 1991 come. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kasi ako din sa kalakngat, kaya ngayon kundaw. Matunan na. Siyo na kamit My Hunkuta and Utsalani, youth, Chuliatramana, youth, that was hot. Oh, so the town that touched picking nuts to be harsh in the hole. You down at the young Utsala Kanakan, who could sooner at the set and also at Maliga Osuni. To a set touch to you, look to a Tamaramayoksa Hort Pixarosu. Takuna Kulakshan Pikuni. Nuna manasiru suni.
He wants to, you know,
the name
Ivan Blunka. He's saying that towards this land, and he's feeling that everybody should, you know, work together to retain the land, regardless of what happens. In some cases, like corporations or, you know, associations or, you know, groups of body, some like to go the other way and some like to go this way. But we as a people, as native people, work together, should try to hold on to the land, you know, as a whole. That's what he's saying.
To asin ro kong kutni yuguni nakmai yut ilat kanumbi wale lagit matungunam to at nayok kuna kita kong kuta mai piskumala kaya kapu chiulia ni kong kuta chiuk sek chiulia at katokuluko ato kapeal kuta mama nagalan chiulia at kaman na.
He's also saying that, you know, like these elders, they tend to, you know, they meet, they talk, and, you know, when they meet a consensus, that's how they go about. You know, that's how it is when you're, you know, subsisting. Or you want to do something, the group of people, they meet together and they kind of plan out what's the best way. And then they, you know, to look at the ways that they have to go and they choose the best one. And so what he's saying is that everybody work together, you know, try not to go this way or that way. And he was saying that elders, you know, that everybody should, you know, respect your elder, you know, they have the common knowledge.
My toman nuna kamantam chikit ksuki huankutn aki toman huankutatwa tamanaka. You tamaku chillakanaput. Samukmatumakan la solarit. Need la sukun kukwe. Sang yo wasumni. Kanot kresit my nasuyarut ksetlanka. Atamus kanot kresit. What nayok serijik nukan la sot. Ikwani. What nayok serijik nuk nuna. Nuna wat sat nayok serijik nuk.
He's referring to his past, like he was talking about his dad, that his dad predicted that this fighting for land will come, and to this day now it seems like everybody's fighting for land. Now we have this Land Claims Act, and that's how it is. I guess eventually somebody's gonna get the land, but we. As if native people, we work together as hang on to our land.
You Sotim Kutsiwila Nuputwankuta, Samuk Aling Naksam Nasusrut, Makunuk Siakolea Nasulut, Yoknum Tunta Mkwinga Yakolea Nutan Alangonglut, Mikilingosumtni. самгалин нарлкаун пингерамук самук туалин нарлкатокуутук тамми тоот наёрлуппиут маа хонкутаттуай кингууллиарни маккут хонку таммаа алин чиккууангиллераакку самук таалин оорлутаттагулуутсерип
This day now seems like everybody's living in fear because of all the things going on in the world. You know, especially like for land right now. Everybody's not sure of what's going to happen because they don't know. And that, I guess that's how it is.
Jadi kuni ku nunamana nanti tu nanti wana kupalan kina mna nunamin pikun kat na yokceka to mna ku mai ku banyak lelakut pematang ut mai ku bayut lelakit to mai tuning nak kundet sam tun kuniyum nunat ni. Тапаматтарт пигаанартиқоқ нуннаат мунтунникун акииниртигут кингеқамамплун
towards this land, you know, it's going to be just like this limit entry. If you sell your permit, somebody's got the permit and you don't have a permit. If you sell your land, you'll have no land, and what you'll do. That's what he's saying. And those were his comments.